Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you, Nicholas. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. By the way, the top of the first inning is still going at Marlins Park. I mean Wrigley Field. The Cubs have batted around to start a brand new season. The first pitch of the Marlins year was hit for a home run by Ian Happ of the Cubs.
It's going to be a long year for old Donnie Baseball.
Chicago now leads 3-0. Two outs, and the bases are loaded for pitcher John Lester hitting at the bottom of their order. So the Marlins have wasted no time being what is expected to be the worst team in baseball.
They are Marlining.
It is opening day. Where does opening day rank in your pantheon and pecking order for the greatest days on the sports calendar? That's the question. The cool thing is that everyone should look a little bit different. And this should be fun because, barring your participation, we should have some variance here on the phones at 800-636-1067. I have prepared a top five list.
Ooh.
Now, here is what's interesting about my top five list. The item number one on my list is no longer because it's been ruined by the league and it's been slotted down just a little bit lower. Okay?
All right.
But my caveat is if the NFL draft was still an all-day event on Saturday, the NFL draft's day one of two would be the number one item on my sports calendar.
So the draft left my five because of that, because it's now 3 days. It's a weekend.
Right. So I have the NFL draft as my number six item because it's only one round.
Mm-hmm.
However, it would be my favorite thing if it was still a Saturday. Even if it was just the first round on a Saturday afternoon, honestly, it'd still be my number one seed. Because it's at night and there's just a long buildup and all day where I'm working and doing things and it's a weeknight, it's just not the same boom and explosion as some of these other things. But
right.
I put together my list. Would you like to hear it?
Do it. Yo, go 5-1.
Number one for me on my favorite sports days on the calendar list is day one of NFL free agency. Day one of NFL free agency is the number one favorite day on my list. I love it. I'll always love it. You just can't do any better than it. Now, it's been ruined slightly by all the tampering things, but now
I was gonna ask how that affects
this has basically now become day one of legal tampering when all the moves happen and not the actual first day of free agency. I like to get rid of the legal tampering so that everything happens in one day. But the day when all the moves get made in football, when teams are allowed to talk to agents and all the reports start flying around. And the Redskins have ruined it a little bit because they're not as involved as they used to. And mm-hmm. I used to like the Redskins one flying around, picking everyone up, part of it as well. But number one, NFL free agency day one. Number two, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
Ah.
This is the Saturday of the weekend in which you've got four games on each day. So the next week is Championship Sunday. There are only two games.
So the wild card round, you've got the same number of games, but the games are never as good.
Never as good. So this is this year's version of, I believe the Falcons played the Eagles that night to get to the NFC title game. The Vikings played the Saints, I think it was. It's just the best that you can get. And you get four games over the course of what is just a magnificent day of watching football. Number three on my list. The Thursday of the March Madness NCAA tournament. It just came. It was just a couple
just
weeks
had.
Ago. We were at a sports bar. Matter of fact, you were off that day.
I know. It breaks me that I missed it.
The Thursday of the tournament's number three on my list. Number four on my list is Major League Baseball's opening day. That's today. It'll still be in my top five as long as I'm alive. I love it so much. It's better when you're at the ballpark. You know, if the Nats were home today, think about just how much better this would be.
It'd be so much more fun.
Plus, it's nice outside. It's 60
degrees.
It's
in the 70s today.
Can't beat it.
Could you imagine?
And then number five, after some great debate, I was thinking about going Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday got left on the cutting room floor with the NFL draft. Because number five on my list is a day that you don't have listed. It's a day you've forgotten about, Danny.
Hmm.
And it's because your list just isn't good enough.
Okay.
Thanksgiving Day football. Three games now.
Oh, look at you.
Noon,
good for
four,
you.
And eight.
Good for you.
Thanksgiving Day, fifth favorite day on the sports calendar. So I'm going, it's kind of football heavy here. NFL free agency, divisional round of the playoffs, Thursday of the tourney, opening day in baseball, Thanksgiving for football. I am leaving the NFL draft and the Super Bowl into that 6-7 range with a bunch of other things.
I will go 5-1. 5-1, the worst first and the best for last. Number five, day one of the NBA playoffs. Games at 3, 5, 8, and 10. Wall to wall, the best getting after it. It's time. No,
that's a little bit of a hipster pick.
I love the association. I love basketball. It's my time. We've danced around for so many months. Now it's time for everything to count. You get the best. You get the matchups. You get the great coverage. Wall to wall, I love it.
Where did you
five.
Get those shoes over there that you're not wearing with socks that are like halfway up your ankles, you little hipster?
I couldn't hear you over your really thin mustache and booty shorts with your Thanksgiving thing over there.
Yeah.
Why don't you settle down, Bandit?
Sure,
nobody's ever heard of.
Number five item.
It's my number five.
Listen up, Mumford and Sons. You're having a great time saying the NBA's playoff kickoff. Get out of here, you hipster.
It's number five. So it's hard to hear you over the jersey that you have
that
no one else has.
Oh, that was your number five.
Yeah, it was very clear. This is number five down to number one.
Yeah, I heard that, and then I dismissed it, you mixologist.
Well, you don't pay attention to things because it's not an obscure garage band in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You hipster.
You're such a hipster.
You're the
sleep till Brooklyn, Danny.
You're the biggest hipster in the history of the world. You're Greenpoint Paulson.
I'm sure.
Number four, opening day, which is today. Just
okay,
wonderful.
So far, our lists are similar other than what a hipster you were.
Just a gift. Number four, opening day of baseball. Number three. Opening day of the NFL. Opening day of the NFL is awesome. Not the Thursday stupid
the
kickoff where there's
Sunday
a song.
The league.
I'm not talking about, hey, it's Thursday night and there's a game. Sit on down and TV and watch the claim to fame. Stop singing songs. Please
it'll
play the game.
It'll be a shame if you don't watch.
Two teams will
we
play
got
the
a game.
Game.
And soon it'll be players in the Hall of Fame.
On the clock.
Don't
watch
be
the game.
Lame.
Get rid of the songs. They're
or
all stupid.
Or we'll blame you.
The Sunday, the correct day where it's supposed to happen. All day long. Everyone's playing. Everyone's active. Everyone's healthy. Do that. Number two, the divisional round of the NFL. It's wondrous. It is a gift. It is joyous. The Texans have been eliminated, and now we get to play the real football teams. No more Bengals. No more nonsense. No more Bolshevik. It's just the excellence. And number one, as you know, the tie. The greatest 2 days combo in sports. Thursday and Friday, the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Noon to midnight.
I thought you'd have Master Sunday, number one.
No. I only count sporting days. Noon to midnight. The best thing we've got.
All right, so then go 1-5 for me so I can actually process it.
Number one, NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Number two, divisional round NFL.
Yes.
Number three, the opening Sunday of the NFL. So joyous. Number four, opening day baseball. And number five, fifth out of five on this list, is the day one of the NBA playoffs where there's nothing but games. All day games.
I just found a video of Danny on day one of NFL free agency. Danny, wake up.
This is the big hole in your game.
Danny, over here.
You are...
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Players are signing everywhere. What happened?
You are reporter Paulson.
Wait,
what
team is Jeremy Maclin on?
You are... Maybe there's a chance for true. My team might improve. Maybe one day the Orioles could sign a pitcher. That's you. You care more about that than anyone else. Here's what's taken all the luster out of it.
That time you woke up and you're like, wait a second, is Ndamukong Suh signing somewhere?
That would make my top 47 days in sports over the course of the year.
Get out of here, guy.
It's been ruined, sir, by the tampering period. By the time the day comes around,
sure. We
already know where everybody's going.
I'm sure
we
I wasn't at Maui
know.
Pineapple Chicken House eating a Maui Pineapple Chicken.
You are weird. Not because of the Maui Pineapple Chicken, but because you like that day more than anything else. We already know where everybody's going. Everybody's already been tampered with. Our terms have already been agreed.
We don't know where everyone's going.
Most
day
of
the
people
of the legal
we know.
Tampering. No chance. It was the day of all the news this year. We learned everything that day.
The day of the signings or the day of the tampering?
No. So the new day of one of free agency is like day one of legal tampering. It's the Sammy Watkins day. It's the day that all the news
so
is broken.
So you're talking first day legal tampering is better than the actual signing day. I thought you said signing day is your thing.
So day one of free agency is what I called it. Day one of free agency is now day one of legal tampering.
That's better than the day that, hey, we already knew they were signing, but
yes,
now he's signed.
Of course it is. The first day when we're allowed to find out about all the moves that everyone has agreed to agents with at the combine.
So that makes my top 18, not my top 47.
Oh, guy, you're killing
it's
me.
It's just an okay day. It's fine. It's fine. It's not a bad day.
And your number five was the NBA's like day 63 of the regular season.
No, the
7
NBA
o'clock
playoffs.
Game between the Nuggets and the
Games
Bucks.
That matter. Games that matter. All day. Wall to wall.
Do you have any wireframe glasses that you can put on for this conversation?
Are you wearing your Bo Porter jersey now? Can you get a jersey that anyone else has?
I do have a Bo Porter jersey.
You do, because you're hipster Paulson.
Both of your lists are so incorrect. You forgot the best day on the sports calendar.
I'm sure we did. Day in soccer or something ridiculous.
Oh, what is it?
What is it, hipster?
January 1st, the best day in the sports calendar.
I'm so sure.
Is it because of the two college football games?
No. Two college football games. Winter Classic. There's a full slate of EPL games in the morning.
Okay.
I'm very sure about
all
that.
The other top six bowl games.
I'm the most sure.
Here's the thing.
And there's a full slate of NBA.
It used to be the bowl games mattered. Then they moved them all off different days. So I guess they have the national semifinals there now.
National semifinals.
That's actually good.
That is good. But the games haven't been good, for the record.
But that still makes my top.
I remember
like,
New
19.
Year's Day. Well, maybe it was New Year's Eve. I'm thinking of when Michigan State got beat by like 67 by Alabama. Was that New Year's Eve?
That was on New Year's Eve when less people watched.
Yeah.
But still, the Final Four playoff is on one day.
The Winter Classic sucks unless the Caps are in it. And most of the time they're not in it. So I don't watch it.
They've been on it once. By the way, I think that's a flawed comment, but we'll take it and run with it.
Well,
because it's defeating the hipster Dar over
You can
there.
Join me and the 280 million people that are not watching it, because it got record low ratings this past year once again. And nobody watches it. No one cares.
For the record, I don't watch it either. I'm just saying there's a little bit
exists.
Of there's
it
something
exists.
For everybody on that day.
The Apple games, again, I don't care. I don't
he
know what top part of the season
soccer
they're in.
Games. Dismiss those. They may not have happened. No one even knows. He might be lying to us for all we know. So let's get rid of the soccer games. We've got hockey.
I'm not getting rid of the soccer games because they happen every year.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's something for everyone on that day.
So if you get rid of the soccer games, though, is it two football games and a hockey game and what's the other stuff, NBA games?
Full slate of NBA.
But NBA's on all the time. And they just had their big Christmas Day games.
But
they don't do marquee matchups on January 1, do they? Didn't they just have those on 12/25?
Shouldn't you know that? Aren't you the host?
Shouldn't they have just done that at 12/25?
Yeah, they did the big Christmas Day slate of games.
Yeah, and then they have another marquee day's worth of games?
Yeah, I mean, they try to do a primetime schedule. That's why it didn't make my list.
I'm sure it's not that good. I'm sure it's not as good as December 25th.
It's good, but it's not anything to write home about.
You know what else is good? Some Friday night slate of games.
What's good to write home about is the playoffs that start, and there's nothing but games all day long. Then they do the terrible thing in the NBA where guys will take like 5 days off. Team will play Saturday, not again until Thursday to accommodate TV schedule. I hate the way they do it. It's beyond irritating.
Right.
But that first day when they acknowledge, hey, let's put our product on television and have people be interested, that day is awesome. It's awesome.
Tom just had a great gift. He posted a picture of Danny mixing up a cocktail as a mixologist.
We cannot play the video in this browser. Please try a different web browser. That's what my gift says.
Somehow I was able to see you being a mixologist.
Is on Wi-Fi and one of you is Ethernet end. So, you know, there might be something with the company.
I'm Wi-Fi and I'm not allowed to see it?
Who knows?
There's mixing of alcohol. We can't see that.
We have a new company.
You can't see alcohol. You know better.
You can't see it.
Let's open up the phones. There's some variants here, hopefully. We want your hipster thoughts.
Tell us about the Sunday of the Masters so we can shout you down.
Yeah, and tell us about more EPL games like Dar just did. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll have to get Thom's day as well. Your number one day on the sports calendar, and where does opening day come in? Grant and Danny on the Fan. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are looking at the sports calendar. We are ranking our favorite days, and where does opening day come in on your top five is the big question. So we just got Dar's top five. You heard dismissive Dar going hard on the NBA's January 1st. Well, I looked up during the break the big January 1st slate for
the
NBA.
What was the slate?
Oh, this is terrible. Talk about just saying something that didn't exist. Orlando at Brooklyn.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Milwaukee at Toronto.
That's not terrible. It's a good game.
That's a decent game.
Good game.
Okay, you want to give that a good game? Fine, because it was by far the best game.
If you paid attention to the NBA, you'd know that was a good game.
Antetokounmpo.
Keep being dismissive. You made a point that isn't correct.
Antetokounmpo against the number one team in the East.
Okay.
That was playing great basketball.
That's fine. I'll give you that. Let's say that was a good game. It did go to overtime, by the way. Portland, Chicago.
Terrible game.
Yep. Lakers, Timberwolves.
It's a bad game.
So we had four games.
That's an entertaining game.
I'm entertained by it, but it's a bad game.
It's not a good game. Those are bad basketball teams.
Timberwolves are not bad.
There's exciting players. I'll give it that. There's some star power there that you'd want
to
watch.
Grant, this goes back to our conversation that we had off the air about why Dar is interested in NBA as much as he is.
He's got some DFS
Wolves. It's DFS sweat.
Not really. I mean, I just I've haven't paid as much attention to college basketball this year, and I've been watching more and more NBA.
Because of the DFS. But
are you going to stand by your assertion that a four-game slate with the Bucks and the Nets, the Lakers and the Wolves, and the Blazers and the
two of those games are very good games.
Very good games.
Yes.
You're going to rule very good on Lakers-Timberwolves?
That's not a very good game.
I mean, I
love the, and
not.
I love the association, as we all know. The Raptors-Bucks game is a great game. That's a very good game. Highly entertaining.
It was an 18-point game with Jordan Clarkson as a high scorer with 20 points.
But that Lakers-Timberwolves thing, that's not a great game.
My point is, the NBA does not do January 1st like it's some big holiday. That's my only point.
I'm just saying they played, and they generally have a big game that day.
There were games. We should then include the NHL, which probably had four games that night as well.
Well, I did. I said the Winter Classic. Thank you for listening.
That's true. Keep being a dick. All right, Thom, what do you got?
Thom, give me your
my
list.
My top five.
Yeah.
My top five.
This is Thom.
We'll start with five because we want to end with one.
Well, Grant will get mad at you if you start with five. He'll call you a hipster.
Okay,
that's
well.
True. What do you got?
Number five on Thom's list,
The
Super Bowl. Not shocking.
By the way, the Super Bowl didn't make a list yet.
It's a good day.
That's a good day.
It's a good day.
There's so much hype around it.
You know how much food you can eat, Thom, during the Super Bowl?
The games have been relatively fun to watch. Can't say much about the halftime show minus Lady Gaga a couple of years ago. But the game is good. Commercials are okay. Fun day. Number four, Thursday of the NCAA tournament.
So wonderful.
You're getting games every 20 minutes. You go to a sports bar like Taps Sports Bar over at MGM, and you're watching all the games. You're watching every finish that you can possibly get. Number four. Number three, January 1st. I am not going to talk about all the mediocre basketball games that are that night.
They're very good, remember.
But I will talk about the college football playoff, the Winter Classic. Those three games for me is enough for Thom in one day.
You sleep on the EPL games. There's six of them.
The college football playoff and then Winter Classic.
And then there are no NHL games on January 1st because they all take a day off.
Oh, because the Winter Classic.
Number two, this is very hipster. I understand this. You guys are going to kill me for
this.
I
bet it's the thing that we said it was.
I know it is.
Let's see. It is my favorite day of the year, the NHL trade deadline.
Oh, did not have that.
That's not it.
Damn.
You know what? As a guy who went with basically NFL free agency, I get it.
This is my day.
And by the way, NHL trade deadline day, if you actually like hockey, is it massive every year? There's a million moves.
This year was unbelievably slow, and there were about 20 trades in total.
Exactly.
And then number one, super, super hipster. I'm going to it next week, WrestleMania.
Yeah!
We both call WrestleMania.
Which is also Masters Sunday.
We got it.
Oh.
It's the same day.
Is it always Masters Sunday?
Not always, but it has been every now and then.
Because WrestleMania is usually the first weekend in April.
Now, Masters Sunday, even though we joan on golf, is a really cool sports day.
Masters Sunday almost made my top five.
That's not insane to me, Dar, because like as much as Danny and I, and Danny's just going to laugh at this and that's fine, we say whatever we say about golf. I watch Masters Sunday golf every single year. No matter what my plans are, no matter what I think I'm going to end up doing, back nine, guys are coming down a couple shots apart, I'm watching.
Tiger Woods in the hunt this year, Masters Sunday, Grant Paulson sitting down on his couch.
Lock.
Getting ready for WrestleMania by watching Masters Sunday.
It's a lock. Now, I got to get to the phones, but real quick, I need you to I have more tweets than anything else, and I'll make fun of this, but Dar, you can at least try to make a case for this. People are saying final EPL day. What does that even mean?
So there
last day of the season,
there
right?
are 2 days a year where they have all the games going at once. One is January 1st. The other is the final day of the year. They're all going at the same time. So there is a title race. The last 2 years there haven't been. So I wouldn't put that in my top five. That's why I put January 1st.
So, but theoretically, it's like what baseball did last year where everyone's game started at 3 because there might be first place on the line and you have to watch all the games. If you like soccer, I guess you could. That would be cool. Baseball patterned what it's doing now after that, so it's obviously successful.
No, it certainly is. There are other things that I love so much, but they don't happen every year. So I wondered what the criteria are for that. Like I think of like certain things on the Olympics where I know the 100-meter sprint is that day. I love that day. That's one of my favorite days in sports because there's a bunch of track and field days. It's not going to make my top five, but I love it. I love World Cup shtick, especially when the U.S. is involved, but the opening day of the World Cup is pretty sweet too.
So did all three of us have opening day? In ours? You didn't.
No.
Tommy did not.
I had it initially, but I crossed it out for the Super Bowl because I would not be honest with anyone if I said I preferred this day over the Super Bowl.
I was surprised to see Dar didn't have opening day on his list.
Well, I haven't given my 5 through 2.
Oh, what are the rest of yours?
Number 5 was Super Bowl Sunday. 4 yep. is the first Saturday of college football because there's always top 10 matchups. 3, the Thursday, Friday of NCAA tournament, whichever you prefer. 2 is the NFL draft Thursday. I mean, I'm with you. I wish it was still Saturday.
Yeah.
If it was the full day,
the NFL draft
it'd be in
should
there.
Be on my list, to be yeah. honest with you.
That is my.
And then I your one's New Year's Day.
And then New Year's Day.
How many more slots would you need to find a spot for opening day?
Sorry, we've run out of time.
By the way, the bit that you don't get, I think you weren't here when we last talked about this. Dar publicly admitted on the show.
No, I do remember this. I was here.
No. Oh, I outed him.
Oh, did you? Is that how
Tom outed me?
Okay. I thought it was when you were out and maybe Pete or Craig was in.
It came up again, but the initial incident where we actually fully got to the bottom of it,
yeah.
where you went, wait, how much of this is like bits and how much of this is real? And we actually got down, we drilled down
well,
and figured
what
out
happened was,
that
this
is
like,
real.
Was this maybe a year ago? Somehow we were talking about the sport you wish everyone would just do away with tomorrow. Yeah. And you said golf, and I said something super obscure, like, I don't even know, water polo or something. And Dar was like, baseball. Got to be baseball. And we're all like looking at each other like, wait.
Uh-huh.
We're literally going to the Nats game tomorrow together. What are you talking about? And he's like, I'll get rid of baseball so quick. Like, what?
And so we were like, Dar.
And we all thought he was just
so
doing
funny.
A funny joke, and he never started smiling.
And then he never broke, and then it came up countless times since then, and now we realize that our producer, Brendan Dar, actively hates baseball.
Nobody knew.
Until July, when there's no basketball that he can have DFS on, and then he's going to be all in with baseball.
He's got a DFS lineup for today.
He's going to be telling us about Mike Trout. He's going to be telling us about the Yankees top four.
He tells me and Thom that his basketball love, you've always liked the NBA in fairness.
No, I was staunchly college basketball over NBA until probably a year, 2 years ago.
Really? That recently?
Yeah.
He tells us it has nothing to do with DFS.
It doesn't. I just started playing DFS this year.
I think this has a lot to do with DFS.
You don't see any correlation there?
No. I mean, I started watching the NBA
We got
more.
To West Palm Beach, and I texted him. I'm like, hey, bro, are you want to go eat? Or, like, what are you doing? He's like, I just laid down in my bed. I'm watching. It was like, literally, it was like Nuggets, Hawks.
No, it was Nuggets, Timberwolves. It was a good game.
I'm like,
in fairness, that is a pretty good game.
I was like,
goodness gracious.
You just want to go eat? And we watch it. He's like, no, I got like two guys going in this lineup. I'm sure it has nothing to do
but
with it.
But be fair, we also did land at like midnight.
Yes, but DFS Dar.
Never forget the hotel you chose to lay in, by the way.
Well, I just wanted to die in my sleep and get my family money.
That was an option. At least we paid for that.
Grant and Danny on the fan. Let's take your calls next. We'll wrap this up with your feedback. We want to hear from you guys. Where does opening day rank on your sports calendar best of? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the people are ready to answer this burning question at 800-636-1067. We're asking you to put together your list of your favorite days on the sports calendar. All four of us in studio have given you our lists. Danny and I chopped ours up. Dar and Thommy have both given theirs as well. I went number 1, NFL free agency. Number 2, divisional playoff round Saturday. Number 3, Thursday the tourney. Number 4, opening day. 5, Thanksgiving football.
Number 1, first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. Thursday and Friday, it's perfect. It's what sports is all about. Number 2, divisional round of the NFL. Number 3, the opening Sunday of the NFL. Number 4, opening day of the Major League Baseball schedule. And number 5 in my rankings, the first full day of the NBA playoffs wall-to-wall games.
And then our producers' number 1 seeds both weren't on our list. Dar went with January 1st. Thom went with WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
That is a good one.
Tommy's going to WrestleMania.
And you know what? If I could say this, Tommy's got a little bit of the juices flowing because he's getting on a bird to go to New Orleans next Wednesday. If we were having this conversation in 6 months, I don't know if it's still number one.
No, 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 it would be. It always has been. So
Tom's day.
Even before I started going and I just would watch at home, it was a thing.
But is there anything that leads up to WrestleMania or anything else that day that happens?
It essentially starts at 4 o'clock now. So
it's like Super Bowl pregame.
Yeah, so it starts in the afternoon.
Yeah, but the events that lead up to it, it's about who's going to main event WrestleMania and everything.
One of the things no one knows about me is that I always will like order random wrestling pay-per-views like twice a year. And I don't like wrestling that much, but I'm intrigued enough that occasionally I'll ask these guys, like, hey, what's going on in wrestling or something? But I got the Royal Rumble. I might get WrestleMania on pay-per-view. I might have to.
Well, you could just fire up the network, which we tell you every time.
Well, I always do that, but then get rid of it, and I think they're on to me because now it's like I have to do it for an extended period of time, I feel like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I've basically done that to watch like 4 pay-per-views.
Here's a workaround. You go to a local big box retailer,
okay,
and you buy a 1 month gift card for $9.99, and you enter the code, and you don't have to get it for multiple months.
Ah, look at Tommy hooking this guy up. Let's go to Mike and Frederick. Mike, where's opening day on your big boy list?
Number 3 for me is opening day.
What else you got?
Number 5 is MLB trade deadline because a lot of moves can happen, a lot of rumors goes on, and I love that.
It's a good one.
4 for me is Master Sunday. 2 for me will be when they're in the World Cup USA, because it seems like every bar is packed with red, white, and blue.
So far.
And 1 for me is decisive games for the World Series, because you never know who's going to pitch, who's going to come in. I just love decisive games in the World Series is 1.
All right, so very baseball heavy, and he definitely was shopping at Hot Topic for a T-shirt with a funny character on it as a hipster with his call on the World Cup.
Those days are fun.
They are a blast. And I remember distinctly when Team USA was in it, whenever that was. That was probably 3 years ago now? 4 years? How long ago was
that? 4 years ago. They're every 4 years.
So that was – but we didn't just have one, did we? Or do we have one coming
last
up?
Last one was 2014.
So remember, there's Ladies World Cup not that long ago.
They're not in it, which is a problem. But yes, in 2014, I think that was the first summer we were together on the show. I remember going to bars with people and doing all the chants and everything. People were all in.
Because remember, you made fun of me just like with – I'm trying to remember the other thing you made fun of me for. The Olympics. You made fun of me because you're like, I don't really care about the Olympics. Then as the summer games get started, you go,
I've always liked the World Cup. When I was a kid, we used to go to my neighbor's house. I've always enjoyed that every 4 years. Yeah.
I could have sworn you made fun of me about it.
No, I made fun of you about a lot of things, but
well,
I don't
true.
Think that. I think I probably made fun of you for over pretending that you knew about Mixed Disc Root and all these guys. I think you came in here one day and talked about it a lot, and I thought you just stayed online to read about guys the night before and crammed for the exam.
I follow Team USA Soccer. I mean, I'm not an encyclopedia like Dar is. He knows the 17-year-old
right now,
kid.
Right now, you can name their roster?
No, because they're not in the World Cup.
Right.
So, but I've been frustrated they don't play, certain guys. I want more DeAndre Yedlin than I get.
I fun of you is you were you were asking for these changes to the lineup, and I'm like, Danny, you don't care that much.
I care a lot. Down. It's USA's on the jersey.
Let's go to Scott in Manassas.
Hello,
what's
Scott.
Up, Scott?
How are you on the day of Major League Baseball opening day?
Day.
All right, fellas. Yeah, Major League Baseball opening day, far number one on my list. It's the best day of the year. I'm a diehard Nats fan. Unfortunately, we kind of got pushed back a little bit. Number 2 for me is opening day, the first day for playoff baseball. Great atmosphere, great feeling. Hopefully your team's in it. Number 3 for me, is for Nats Winterfest. If you've never been,
what a mark.
Wonderful experience.
It's a baseball mark
what
right
a
here.
Baseball
I like it.
Mark.
Number 4 for me is first divisional rounds for NFL. Redskins fan. Usually that's about as far as we make it if we make it that far. And number 5, believe it or not, you kind of stole my thunder, but WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's another great day of the year.
He'll have 3 baseballs and a wrestling place to
go. So I thought he was going to go, number 4 for me is the first time the Nats play the Phillies every year. Just a great renewed rivalry. Number 5, the first time we play the Mets, I hate those guys. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Hello, Matty. I've heard good things about your call here.
Hey, this has been a superb show today. It's just a great vibe. You can tell everybody's really happy. It's like a first year of Grand Danny show kind of vibe today.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you. It's kind of like saying we used to be happy and we're not anymore. So I like that.
Yeah, before we all started fighting behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Before Dar told us he hated baseball.
Right.
it's like a complete renewal today, though. Like, nobody has a care in the world. But I think everybody's – I don't have a list, but I think everybody's number one is their fantasy football draft day.
Maddie.
It's the greatest day of the year, period.
That's a good take.
I will agree
with
this.
That's a good take.
And I actually think that's an amazing call, and it's a great answer that no one had. If it's a live in-person draft, I think that that puts – everything over the top and swings the pendulum in that direction. If you're talking about drafting on the computer, even if it's a league you care about, it's just not as exciting or as fun. When you get your buddies together, when you've got people in the room, when there's some food and drink and fellowship, that is a day to look forward to.
That's better, obviously, if you're given the choice. But, you know, there's some. I mean, I've been in a league with a group of friends for 19 years now. And a couple guys have come and gone, but it's mostly the same hardcore group of guys. They live all over the country. I got L.A., San Francisco, New York, Boston, D.C., and points in between. That is one of those times we're all in the chat room. We're all instantly S-talking each other. A couple guys are on conference call and the like. So it's not the same, but I do look forward to that day every year. That's a great point.
This is a cool day I always end up watching and actually getting a lot out of. Chips and Burke, what's up, Chip?
Hey, appreciate you taking the call. I have to say right up front, opening day is not even on my list. So here's my list in reverse order from least to greatest. Number five, seventh game of the World Series. Number four, college championship game in January. Number three, NCAA tournament championship game at the end of the March Madness. Number two is the Super Bowl. And number one on my annual calendar is the Army-Navy game, the greatest rivalry in all sport, watched live from Korea to Germany, across the country, in Afghanistan and Iraq, and even in space. The greatest rivalry in all of sport.
Thank he likes you, championships and occasions. I the things that I default to are lots and lots of games
I like
in one day.
Player movement, it seems like to me.
Yeah, you like players that might one day play for a certain team.
Right.
I like the day where there's nothing but games
day.
Of all the different kinds. He likes championships, that guy.
Now, the Army-Navy game, like the World Cup or one of the ones Dar mentioned, and I can't remember now, is something that, Master Sunday. It's something that I always end up watching and going, this is so cool. And so I understand it being on a list. I get even someone putting it number one. It's not there for me. But I don't know that I've ever not watched some of that game and enjoyed that pageantry and thought, this is really neat.
It is awesome. But it's how do I say this the right way? It's a 3.5 hour or 4 hour game. There are lots of those. I need it's nothing but 12 hours of uninterrupted games. Then they all matter.
How do you put the Natty title for college hoops over the Thursday to kick off the tournament, though?
Because you like it's not at the 9:30 start. You know, to make
There's
sure the West Coast guys.
Games I just, against one.
I don't even know if that's in the top 5 days of the NCAA tournament.
Because it's the Monday.
That's a good line.
There's only one game.
Yeah, it's true. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Final Four Saturday.
Right, or even the following Thursday, Friday. Yeah, I'm with you. The national championship has
I'll
never
take that
not
Saturday
felt
night, the doubleheader over the Monday.
It's anticlimactic. That's what it is. We'll get you your leftovers, what we haven't hit on that's been going on today. Couple of thoughts going into a Thursday night that'll feature Danny Ruye at the DC Improv. Next on Grant and Danny. Hall of Fame, worst ever, not close.
Really?
Worst you've ever had.
Is that right?
I'm not even joking.
Sorry, dude. That wasn't the plan.
It's not your
I
fault.
I thought I just had a little air.
Well, it was definitely air.
Well, it turns out there was very little air and more noxious fume. I apologize.
I thought you guys were talking about the epic comeback by the Miami Marlins here.
Well, yeah, we're also talking about that because Danny's got John Lester in some fantasy leagues. And also, he literally came up to me, I swear to you, 15 minutes ago. And he goes, hey, Kyle Schwarber in left field this year for the Cubs. Silly or hurt, Danny?
Let's. If you had to bet money, would you bet on Kyle Schwarber being silly this year with the new body? He changed his makeup. Or what do you bet on being Nubs? And Grant, I think, said Nubs.
I did. Two errors this inning.
He is a butcher.
He's not a left fielder, he's playing left field for the Chicago Cubs. He can hit, though. He'll hit some home runs. I'm just curious if he can hit over 200 this year.
Hey,
wasn't able to do that last year.
You look for that.
NBA, I should say pro basketball class for the Hall of Fame, is going to be epic this year.
Good
Looks
class.
Like we are looking at Jason Kidd, Grant Hill, and Steve Nash entering basketball's Hall of Fame together. Here's how you know you're starting to get old. I remember all three of these guys basically being young NBA players.
I remember Steve Nash beating Maryland at Santa Clara. I remember Jason Kidd going to Cal and supplanting DC's own Anwar McQueen to become a starting point guard.
That's how you know you're older than me, because my files on these guys starts in like the 97 time frame when they were on NBA teams. I remember getting like a Shaquille O'Neal Crunch Bar tin, and inside that tin were 100 Crunch Bars. And on that tin were like great NBA players like Grant Hill and Steve Nash and Jason Kidd on the first of his eight teams or whatever it was. Man, that's going to be a heck of a class.
I'll go on. I remember Grant Hill from South Lakes High School going to see this guy that was supposed to be pretty good. It was going to go play at Duke.
You went and watched him in high school?
I did, yeah. Watched him play against McLean High School. He would take the opening tip, and they'd run a play where he tipped the ball back to a player, and they set up a guy kind of at the top of the key for where they were being on offense. So Hill would win the tip, and then the guy who was waiting at the top of the key would go set a screen on Hill's man. Nobody saw it coming, and they'd throw a pass from half court, and he would dunk it in a preposterous way to send a message, we're better than you. He can do things you guys can't do. You're in for a long day.
True or false, Jason Kidd never won a title.
Was he on the bench for a title team? I'm racking my brain. I'm going to say it's true.
False.
Damn it.
2011 Mavs.
Oh, he was on that team?
Yes,
yeah, for
was.
Sure. For sure.
94-95 NBA Rookie of the Year.
Great
19-year
player.
19-year career.
Great player.
NBA All-Star team five times. I would have thought it was way more than that, by the way. All-defensive first team four times. How was he only on five All-Star teams?
It's weird, right? Just it played in that era. Should have
been a lot more than that.
But you got guys like Steve Nash. You got other guys, his contemporaries. He was excellent. People sort of like, you think of him as such a pass-first point guard, which he was, but he was the best rebounding point guard ever, even better than guys like Magic Johnson. Before Russell Westbrook, there was Jason Kidd. He was great.
Grant Hill was special and had a lovely 19-year career, but it was still derailed by injuries. I mean, what could he have been? How much more greatness could we have seen? Seven All-Star appearances, all NBA first-team honoree, 96-97. Right, really, in the heat and heart of his career, he probably had four or five prolific seasons left, and his body started to just
yeah, the ankles just betrayed
fall
him.
Apart on him.
His mid-range game was poetic. It was everything was smooth. He was more athletic than everybody, but also really developed. It used to be just a high flyer when he first got to Duke as a freshman, when he started on that great Duke team with Christian Laettner and company, really evolved into a superstar. I wonder if he came along today, adding the three-point shot to his game,
good
what
point.
Would have happened? I mean, he was Tracy McGrady before Tracy McGrady.
What time's your show tonight at the Improv?
7:30 start time tonight. Rory Scovel headlining. I will be featuring for him. Shows all weekend long. DCImprov.com for tickets.
Enjoy, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Great job, as always, to Thami and Dar behind the scenes. Appreciate your efforts, fellas. And a big thanks again to our friends over at Due South for lunch today. From house-smoked barbecue to craft beer and cocktails, Due South and the Navy Yard is the best spot in town for Southern cuisine this baseball season. Due South Dockside opens on April 5th to stop by and see us on the Yards Boardwalk for food and drinks with waterfront views. Make sure you do that on opening night.
They are the best. We love those guys. GP for Brennan for Tom. I'm Danny. W is up next for us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.